The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
Hi, this is Sam Triandos, and I am here in this lovely home, and we are having a nice conversation with Margie Staples. And Margie is one of the people that has lived in this town and has been fortunate enough to live here for a long time, a big part of her life. So she's going to share some information with us about what she has seen, who she knew, what she has experienced while she's lived here. So, Margie, how did you end up coming to Colonial Beach?
Well, my dad lived here for a while when he was young, went to school here in a one-room schoolhouse. Then he left and went to Washington, D.C., and brought my mother and my brother and myself back in 1945 to live and to open up some businesses.
And you said you were about 5 or 6 years old when
I first started coming down to my grandmother's. Yes, yeah, she lived here for quite a few years before that. Yeah.
So what do you think your dad saw when he was here?
Oh, my dad saw a place that he just loved. He just loved the water. He loved watching the boats. He just loved Colonial Beach. But he had to leave, of course, when he got to a certain age to work. And so that's when he went to Washington, D.C. And he held many jobs. A lot of jobs before he started working for the Capital Transit Company.
So he worked for DC Transit?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that must have been a fun and interesting job.
Well, it was very interesting, as some of the stories that he told. And he also lectured on Sundays. I know Mom and Dad, Mom would take us, and put us on the bus, and we'd ride around. He was lectured, but this is the building, Capital Building, and he told about it and so forth and so on. I used to get sick. It was the fumes off the bus that used to make me sick.
Yeah.
So, of course, Mom had to take some kind of a barf bag she had to take for me. Wonderful trips. But after a while, that left, you know. But then in 1945, he brought Mom and my brother and myself down here to live.
And, what did you think of it when he brought you here?
Oh, loved it, because I loved being here in the summertime with my grandmother, because she did a lot of things too. My grandmother was one of the first telephone operators here, and she
tell me about that, a telephone operator.
Yeah, she was a telephone operator over top of which is now the museum.
Okay.
The floor upstairs, it was my grandmother, Frances Tate at that time, Nancy Cumberland. And they would work the old-fashioned, you know, you pull the long little things out and you pull them in another hole and so forth. And so she worked there for a while.
So she must have heard some really good stories while she was listening to.
Probably, but I never heard any.
Oh, you did?
No. Never brought them home if she did.
Oh, that's too bad.
But no. And grandmother also ran the Colonial Beach Hotel for a while, the dining room, when Mr. Blackstone owned it. And then she also ran the pub for, I can't remember Marie's last name that owned the Walcott Hotel, but they had the pub and grandmother ran that. She also used to have a Willow lunchroom on the front. And my step-grandfather would also had a pool room, ran the pool room. So it was quite a bit going there.
Now, when you ended up moving here.
Yes.
How old were you? You were in school.
I was 10.
You were 10. Now, I remember when my family moved from one place to the other.
Yeah.
We didn't move around a lot, so I wasn't used to the moving thing. But I missed my friends, and I missed where I came from. Did you feel like that?
Yes. In Washington, we lived on, the last place we lived was on Monroe Street, and right across the street was the school, John Burroughs School. So all I had to do was run out down the front steps and across the street and right into the school. But I did miss some of my friends there. But made new friends here real quick.
So you remember just, liking it instantly when
yes,
you moved here?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
That's great.
It was nice. We had fun. And like I said, you know, was saying earlier that after school, we'd either skate, bicycle ride, or go to Pearson's Fish Market, which was right across the street from where I live here on Hawthorne Street.
The skating. Talk about the skating.
Yeah, the skating. Yeah, well, I was going with the crabbing part of it, but yeah, we used to skate a lot.
But you said you attached it to your shoes.
Yes, we had skates that attached. It wasn't boot shoes, you know, skates. It was, you had the clamps with the skate keys, mm-hmm. and you'd fasten them to your shoes and skate up or down on the sidewalks and the street and whatever. Not as many cars then either as it is now on the streets.
No, there were a lot of children then that you had around you. You were surrounded by a lot. Now in Colonial Beach, I was surprised when I found that the children, and you're usually in mostly in one part of Colonial Beach. You don't see very many here where we are right now off of Livingstone in Lynn Haven. But so it was different then. They were scattered throughout Colonial Beach.
Yes, they were. And we used to go down to what you call, they used to call it Cowtown, down toward the point. And a lot of kids, a lot of my friends were down there, a lot of girlfriends there.
And why Cowtown?
I don't know why they called it Cowtown. I'm not too sure.
Was
how
it
that
a farm? Did they have cows?
It could have been years ago. I don't remember that. All I know is it was always Cowtown.
That's interesting. I have not heard that one. Oh. Do people still call it Cowtown?
Older people probably do, yeah.
Oh, okay, interesting. That was here in Colonial Beach, not...
Yes.
Here. Interesting.
Down toward the point.
Okay.
From the S turn on down.
Now, you were starting to talk about the going crabbing, and I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. No, we'd leave school, run down, get the fish heads or the whatever, and run to the big town pier and crab all afternoon. That was fun. I mean, that was a lot of fun. And then we'd also bicycle ride. A lot of things doing like that. I mean, you know, just, and of course, playing hopscotch stuff. I mean, things, a lot of the, I see a lot of the small children up my way will be doing hopscotch now. But you don't hear or see a lot of that. But it was fun. We had a lot of fun. And like I say, we got on our bicycles one day and thought we were going to make it, a bunch of us were going to make it to the Westmoreland State Park.
How'd you do with that?
Well, it got as far as Oak Grove. and then one of the kids went in one of the houses or gas station and used the phone and called home, and somebody came and got us in a truck. Our legs just wouldn't pedal any further, that's for sure.
Was the road like it is now?
It was tarred and all. Yeah, sure. Yeah. It
but not as much traffic, probably.
No, not as much traffic. Okay. No. Everybody didn't have a car. You know, then you maybe had one car to a family. Now everybody in the family has a car. And if there's five people or five that could drive, you got five cars. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's just a lot more traffic now.
Because from here to Oak Grove seems like a long way to go roller skating. That's why...
Yeah, no.
It didn't seem like it was really far. It seemed like a good idea. Oh, bicycle.
Bicycle. No, not roller skating.
Oh,
that far.
Okay.
No, bicycling.
Okay. Bicycling. Yeah. Okay, that's not so bad.
But well, it was bad enough though, for like an 11 and 12 year old or a 13 year old to try to go that far, try to make it to Westmoreland State Park. That's for sure.
What did your dad think of here? What did he see? What do you think brought him here?
Well, it's a place that he grew up, and he loved the people here. A lot of people still knew him, even when he came back. And he had a lot of friends here, and he just knew it was a good place for just to have a business.
And to raise a family.
And to raise a family, right.
It felt safe.
Because, Washington, D.C. was getting to be a little hairy, because his brother was a homicide detective in Washington, D.C., and he'd get stories from that, you know. So he brought the family down here. And he just loved it here. It was just his thing.
Well, what's not to love?
He grew up here. I know. Not much, not to love, that's for sure.
No, it is wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
So tell me about other family members, because you had a lot of family members that had different businesses in town.
Well, my grandmother had a couple businesses, but Dad was the one that had the businesses. You know, he worked for a doctor that owned the King Cotton Hotel in Maryland. When we first got here, that was the job that Dad had first. And then he opened the Playland Novelty on the front when the front was booming. And then, like Sandy had told you, then the slot machines came. Now, it was good. It was good for Sandy's family, whatever. But Dad always worried because at night, people came to the Playland Novelty to try to hawk their jewelry and whatever, to stay out there to pull the one-armed bandits, you know. And the children would be outside on the ramp, crying, kids laying in wagons, and Daddy didn't know whether they were fed or not. I mean, they didn't have supper. Those people went in there in the afternoon, and the kids would play on the beach a little bit and then come back up, and they'd be crying and whining and carried on. Anyway, and people were trying to hawk the jewelry to play those machines because it, you know, to some extent, some people could go and play them for a little while and then just turn around and leave them. Some people, it's an addiction, just like drinking or anything else. And once you start playing them, they can't stop. And I don't know how many people Dad turned down, tried to hawk their rings, watches, anything. I mean, people came in with jackets, could you give me $5 on it? And Dad would go, no. He said, if I'll give you the money if you're going to go buy these children or whatever, something to eat. But he said, I'm not going to let you go back and play the machines. And it's like that, I mean, for any addiction, like drinking or,
sure,
you know, taking drugs, it gets in your blood and you just can't stop. So for that, Dad wasn't too keen on the slot machines. But the people we liked, like I used to go around with Sandy's aunt, Shirley.
Now, when you talk about Sandy, you're talking about
Sandy Connor.
Yeah.
And I used to go with her aunt. And we used to hang around together a lot. And her uncle, Leo, had a big crush on me. I still see Leo. Leo's around. And I still see him once in a while. And I'll tell you how funny this is, though. I had forgotten about Leo after we were teenagers. And I'm in the food line down here about a year ago. And this man comes up to me and he says, you know, I used to be in love with you when you were young. And I thought to myself, and I'm standing there thinking, what in the world? Who is this? Who is this? And I looked at him again. I went, Leo. And he went, yes.
I've met Uncle Leo.
Yeah. He told me about his children and stuff and all, you know. But he, in fact, Leo lives up near me where I live now.
That must be nice to still have people that are living here from way back when you were very young and were enjoying it as a child. So now you've been here for a while, and when you drive around or go to different places, do you think about that? Do you think about your time when you were 10? When you moved here and what you thought of it and what it's become now.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. And I, of course, a few of the people that I went to school with, there's a few of us still left, although we're losing.
Yeah.
We just lost one about 2 months ago. And we're steadily dropping off. But and I still keep in touch with some of those people, of my classmates and all.
Do you feel like it's still the small town that you moved into, or does it seem big now?
It's trying to get big. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I'd like it to stay smaller than what people are trying to do with it. But, I mean, I'd like it to still be quaint, but I know it, in a way, I know it can't. I mean, I'm not dumb enough to know that it can't stay that way because things just change. But you just wish it would still be kind of quaint. Because, I mean, I see the changes, and some of the changes aren't that good. I mean, I don't think. Just like the townhouses that's going up on where the old school used to be. And I just think it's wrong. I mean, I really do. I just think it's wrong. I mean, I can see putting houses, but these tall monstrosity things that they're trying to go with, it just doesn't go with this small town. I mean, it's not like we're, I mean, you can, in 15 minutes, you could go from the point to the other end of Clodew Beach and cover it all. Where we're not Myrtle Beach, and we're not, you know, not, we're not on an ocean, we're just on a river. And it's just, I just think some changes are not that good, but it's going to be what it's going to be. I mean, it'll probably still be going on after I'm gone, but...
If you met somebody that was, that you were visiting someplace and you were trying to tell them about Colonial Beach, what would you say to them? Would you say, this is a great place
to
live?
Great, I would say it's a great place to live. It really is. I mean, the people here are friendly. They're nice. They'd help you out any way they could. I mean, it's not like being in the city where you don't know who your next door neighbor is.
Right. That's true.
But here you know everyone. And if one person can't help you, well, I'll call Joe down the street and he'll come or whatever. It's just a great place to live. It's a great place to bring your children up. I think the school here is terrific. A lot of people don't like it. They say that the school doesn't offer as much as city schools do and all this. Well, maybe not. But we offer good teachers, good principals. And, I mean, I think the curriculum is great. I worked here for 28 years as a paraprofessional. And I had to retire to take care of my dad when my mom passed away. But I loved it. I just loved it here. And so, I mean, it's great. And I think we have a great school system.
Good. I agree. If you were to say one word that describes Colonial Beach or living in Colonial Beach or anything that has to do with Colonial Beach, what would that one word be?
Love.
That's perfect.
Love.
Well, thank you, Margie.
You're welcome.
Say goodbye now. And is there anything else you want to say? Because this is going to be on the radio. And how do you want to leave it?
No, I just think Colonial Beach is a great place to be. I really do. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I've had people on Facebook say things that they'll say, well, you know, like people would put negative stuff on there. And I'd say to myself, you know, there was a road coming in, there's always a road going out. If you don't like it, why bash us when you could leave? Mm-hmm. If you don't like to be here, go. And I love it here.
Thank you.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.